Thank you, Damien, and good afternoon. Eureka Police Chief Andy Mills confirmed that at just before 1 o'clock this afternoon, Gary Bullock, wanted in connection with the murder of Father Eric Freed, is in custody. Bullock was arrested by sheriff's deputies following a traffic stop between Redway and Bryceland. Chief Mills held a press conference at 11 o'clock this morning to provide an update on the investigation and to get information to the media and the public about Bullock. Chief Mills said that there is evidence tying Bullock to the crime scene.
We have recovered a lot of evidence at the scene, including the weapon. Well, it's too early to talk about the forensics because, as you know, it takes time to do the analysis, both DNA and latent print analysis. So, but yes, we believe that the evidence at the scene ties him directly to the residence.
As for the motive, the chief did not speculate.
Now, we don't know the motivation for this crime. It certainly does not appear that the father did anything to precipitate this event. However, we do not see this as an ongoing threat to the community.
The chief also said that he believes Bullock acted alone and that they have identified no additional suspects. With the news that wanted murder suspect Gary Bullock was in custody, Detective Sergeant Bill Nova of the Eureka Police Department, who headed up the investigation into the death of Father Eric Freed, had the first good news he'd heard in more than 48 hours. Nova spread the credit for Bullock's arrest to the other law enforcement agencies who assist EPD, but specifically the sheriff's office.
It's a total win for the community, and kudos to not just EPD. I really have to extend a huge thanks to Humboldt County Sheriff's Office for all the assistance that they've rendered. They ultimately were the ones that made the actual arrest today. Department of Justice, Forensic Services, U.S. Marshals Service. It was a complete law enforcement effort and team that got this wrapped as quickly as we did.
Nova said that Lead Detective Ron Harpum was preparing to interview Bullock at around 3 o'clock this afternoon in an effort to get Bullock to speak about his actions over the past few days.
Well, obviously, the suspect has constitutional rights. Provided he is willing to waive those rights and provide a statement, they'll, in general, will walk through the whole events over the last 48 hours. And then that's put into correlation with the evidence that we have, and either corroborated or not. But it's one more stepping stone in the investigative process.
Nova also said that Freed's car had been recovered in a remote location near the scene of the arrest. The anti-DUI crackdown in Humboldt County continued through New Year's Eve into New Year's Day. A total of 71 drivers have been arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence or for other infractions since December 13th. That's a much higher number of arrests than a year ago, when 48 drivers were arrested on suspicion of DUI over the same time period. The next major enforcement period will happen over the first weekend of February, coinciding with Super Bowl Sunday. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Odds are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job. It's great to have local businesses willing and able to hire local kids. So the next time you go shopping, please invest in your own family's future. Put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai. We have the savings and we have the Hyundais. Come down and take advantage of this great opportunity with Hyundai and Northwood Hyundai. Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The suspected homicide of Father Eric Freed has shaken the Eureka community in general, but it hits right at the heart and home for the congregation of St. Bernard's Catholic Church. Bishop Robert Voss of the Diocese of Santa Rosa came to town on Wednesday to say Mass on Wednesday evening and again this morning. Bishop Voss was present at the Eureka Police press conference today and afterward commented on the loss of Father Freed.
St. Bernard's Parish, who experienced this as a loss of a loved family member, and the pastor of a parish, and he, from the comments in the paper and comments of people that have met me, just an outpouring of great love and affection and sincere grief at the loss of a well-loved, energetic, vibrant, and hard-working pastor.
Bishop Vasa also said that caring for the parishioners at St. Bernard's is the most important issue at this point.
We'll most likely be a clergy member, hopefully a priest, because even though I have a shortage of priests, as I told people last night, there's no more important place in the diocese at this moment than St. Bernard's Parish in Eureka.
Bishop Vasa plans to appoint a priest to administer to the parish on an interim basis and hopes to have a priest in place by the weekend. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.